Welcome back to Season 4, Episode 8 of The Grand Cast. I am your host, Chris Inn, here this evening with Sarah Winger.
Hey, guys.
Thanks again for being here, Sarah.
Oh, I'm having a swell time. Thanks for having me, Chris.
I'm also having a swell time. It's an interesting turn of phrase, swell time.
A swell time. It's a little old timey.
It's like a swell as in a wave?
Oh, like swell isn't, you know.
Like get swole going to the gym?
Having a swole time is definitely different.
You can start a broadcast. Is that a thing?
Do you want to start a broadcast with me, bro? Because that would be fucking dope.
Oh, man. Talk about creatine shakes and...
GTL, gym tan laundry.
Yeah.
You know?
There probably are podcasts like that, but seriously...
Like, yeah,
they're not messing around. That's
right. Well, I would hope that if you and I were to do a podcast like that, we would start living that lifestyle and just Guido and Guida out.
What kind of acting is that?
It's more of like a lifestyle
method
choice.
Acting?
Yeah, method acting. Let's call it that.
I think that's the. I like vocabulary a lot, so that's been a fun thing for me with comedy. It's learning the vocabulary for what everything is.
Well, I will method act the shit out of some Guidos with you if you'd like. I'm just saying. I think that it could work. And you'd look great with black spiky hair and an orange tan.
You know, I actually think that some affliction and tap out shirts are quite...
Oh my god, I would kill to see you wearing that.
They have good designs.
Can I bedazzle your jeans, please? I'm going to sneak, now that I know where you live, I'm going to sneak in here and bedazzle all of your pants.
Oh boy.
It's going to be great.
I just got some pants from The Gap.
You gotta love The Gap. That's where these jeans are from.
Ah.
Yeah.
The ones I got have... little embroidered wolves all over them.
Well, that's neat.
Yeah. I got them for the dog comedy.
Well,
stuff.
Absolutely. We're just talking off mic about the brilliance of Tony Pepperoni.
That's what I got it for that character.
Nice.
They were only $10, so it was like,
Who would pass up $10 wolf pants? Not I.
Yeah.
Not I.
Yep. But I was looking for jeans. I couldn't find the right jeans because I had a pair of jeans from The Gap that I really enjoyed. And then
they discontinued them like monsters, didn't they, Chris? You can say it.
Well, they did that. And then also just the whole crotch tore out as I was getting into a car, which was quite embarrassing.
Right.
Yeah. And cold, but...
I'm guessing the latter was less of an issue than the embarrassment. You know, it happens.
It hadn't happened to me before, so that was a new situation for me.
I mean, I would take a crotch rip over a pee pants any day.
Hmm.
If we're talking...
In the cold weather, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
During the summer?
I mean, if you're near a body of water that you can submerge yourself in so people can't tell you peed yourself, like...
Yeah.
That's okay.
Or if you have a drink handy, you could just spill on accident.
It's a doozles. I spilled urine-smelling vodka on me. It happens.
Yeah, that would be better than having to find a replacement pair of jeans.
Right?
Because apparently gray jeans are out of fashion now. I don't know. I couldn't find any.
It's a bummer. I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Life's hard.
Yeah. At least in this timeline. The second part of the show is a series of mini segments, and we're going to start with one called Let's Play Listicle Generation. So in season 3, we start out with a list of 13 movies, 13 television shows, and 13 comedic performers.
Oh no, this is going to get hard.
In each episode, one of them was eliminated. This season, we're constructing a list. Because it's a more positive season, ending on a more uplifting note. So, what you have in front of you thus far are 9 movies, 9 television shows, and 9 comedic performers. So your job is to go through each list, kind of give your thoughts on the current items, eliminate one that you feel doesn't deserve to be on the list, and then add two of your own, please.
All right. Oh, this is going to be fun. First off, why does planes, trains, and automobiles have a question mark next to it?
That's a very good question.
I'm just saying, like, the hesitancy in that makes me want to cross it off right off the bat. But what else do we have? Comedy movies. We have Airplane, Young Frankenstein, Groundhog Day, Caddyshack, Trading Places, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, I think is how you say it. Tommy Boy, Obvious Child, and Uncle Buck. Who put down Obvious Child?
That was so long ago, I can't recall.
That's brilliant. I'm glad. I'm glad that I'm going to make sure that that one survives. So I have to add one and cross one off.
First cross one off. Add one to replace it to the right of it. Right. And then you'll put your second edition in the 10th spot.
Well, a couple observations. First off, these are all classics.
Yes.
Like, these are all... I'm going to leave Obvious Child on there because I feel like there needs to be some sort of representation of, you know, this century. But the only reason why I'm going to cross this one off is because of the aforementioned question mark. Because I feel like if you're questioning whether or not it should be on in the first place, you take it off. All right? Fair. So I'm so sorry, and I'm going to get so much shit for this, but... Bye-bye, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Am I skipping the order? I'm going to go ahead and just cross that guy off. I apologize. And I'm going to add to the comedy movies list. See, now I'm overthinking it. Now I feel like I should put something newer.
I had never heard of Obvious Child before, but after that recommendation, I went out and bought the DVD and watched it.
It good, right?
It was good. It was a lot heavier than I was expecting.
Right.
Like, I didn't really know anything about it when I put it in, and it was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, some very funny...
I mean, I don't think it deserves to necessarily be on the list with all the classics, but again, the question mark really sealed the deal for me. It is a really good movie, though.
I don't know who wrote that question mark, if it was even the person who... put the movie
well
down.
Whoever I'm leaving the question mark and circling it, just
they sealed the fate,
you know, it needs to be remembered. Oh, this is so hard. Going to write in the 10 spot
to the right
to
of,
the right
yep
of this. And so then, under Uncle Buck,
the list is so far out of order and disorganized. I did a very poor job of designing this game.
Okay. So right here is okay,
yep.
Or down here, right up here.
Yep.
I am going to write, and just because we referenced it last segment, I'm going to throw down Don't Think Twice.
Ah.
Because it is by far the best improv-based movie out there, and I think it's a good representation of, you know, what that kind of lifestyle is. So Don't Think Twice it is.
Thank you.
Adding it. I mean, there's a million other ones I could add, too. I'm going to just give that caveat. But, yeah, it's a great movie.
It had been on the list previously, and it was eliminated.
Was it really?
Yep.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Well, it's back.
Guess who's back? Back again.
Keegan-Michael Key, Gillian Jacobs, Mike... Oh, you didn't want me to list them.
Also, Justin Timberlake. He's back. New album.
Oh, good. I've been waiting for some JT.
That's a lie.
I don't
really
care. Is it good?
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm down to clown with them if I'm dancing and whatnot, but I'm not rushing out to buy any JT. Ever since he got rid of that ramen noodle hair he rocked in the early 2000s, I've kind of lost my love.
That's fair.
I love that crunchy white hair. Anyways, back to the game. Comedy TV shows. I move on to the next one.
Second movie.
Oh, second movie.
Yep, in the 10 spot. So you eliminate one and then add two.
Ah, I don't listen to directions. He's feeding me beer. It's not my fault. So.
Yeah, this is a 2017 Bell's Hop Slam Ale.
And eat good.
Double India Pale Ale brewed with honey. A seasonal beer. I found at Trader Joe's when I was buying that ridiculous pudding. So it's a week of self-indulgence for me.
Nice.
But not mindless self-indulgence.
No.
I'm mindful of what I'm doing.
Right, and you don't listen to shitty bands anymore. Mindless self-indulgence. Did you ever get into them? It was like a high school thing for me.
I remember hearing the name a lot. I don't think I can remember listening to them or any songs that they did.
Right.
But I definitely remember the name.
Yeah. Yeah, usually muttered through like a long black swooping hair.
Oh.
And black eyeliner.
Like an emo band?
Oh, absolutely. Oh. Yeah. That's what phase I was in my life when I listened to them, at least. I don't want to put that on others.
Are they like My Chemical Romance emo or more like Yellow Card? Or?
I would say a little bit darker than both of those.
Like Dashboard Confessional?
I mean, I hate Dashboard.
Oh.
But I see where you're going. It's a little... All my friends got into Dashboard. In my defense, I was still living in Middleville, Michigan, being raised on a farm, and really loved Garth Brooks. So, like, it wasn't until my latter years that I discovered what good music was. Not that I don't still get down with Garth, because I could boot, scoot, and boogie with the rest of them, I tell you what. Oh, yeah. I mean, I could line dance. I could show you.
You go to the back 40 a lot?
I don't. I've been before. Not my idea, but I used to go line dancing all the time when I was in high school, living my wonderful small town redneck life. I would do that quite a bit. So,
did you have friends in low places?
Oh, I had friends in low places, Chris. They were all in low places, and we had a lot of fun down there in those low places. I had a lot of fun, a lot of memories.
Did the whiskey flow and the beer chase? Is
my blues away? They did. Yeah, that's what they did. They chased my blues away. That's great. Can we have aside from our bro podcast, our brocast, can we also have a country western podcast?
Ooh.
Where we focus mainly on the lyrical genius of Garth Brooks?
Yes.
That's all I was looking for. Thank you. I'm adding that to my plans. Oh, second comedy movie. The thing is there's a lot of really good ones that were like the ones growing up, you know what I mean?
Mm.
That I'm like, I would probably lean towards. But I'm going to keep it fairly recent. So I'm going to Don't Think Twice It. And I'm going to... Oh, jeez, man. Why is this so hard? Who put Eurotrip initially?
Me.
Yeah. Is Eurotrip one of your favorites? I laugh because it reminds me of another movie that's been on my mind a lot, and I'm gonna write down, and I don't care about the judgment I'm gonna get from any of y'all's.
I'm judging but you for just
friend
in the wrong spot.
Oh,
but
shit.
No, leave it. It's okay.
Leave it.
It's fine.
I'm gonna put a smiley face. And the 10 spot is where I was supposed to write it.
Yep, that's okay.
And you told me that twice on the microphone.
That's okay. Just Friends.
Just Friends.
What's that about?
Have you not seen it?
I have, but I don't remember anything about it.
Okay, so it's Ryan Reynolds. Back before Ryan Reynolds was like married to Blake Lively and a superhero and shit.
Is it before or after Van Wilder?
Oh my goodness. I feel like it was after, maybe.
Me too.
But it's like a holiday rom-com. He used to be like the chubby, dorky high school friend, and then he comes back for Christmas. Super fun. And yeah, I've actually had a few conversations with a lot of my male friends my age. It's like, it's all one of their favorite movies.
Huh.
It's like the one that bridges the gender gap. So I would say if you're just looking for a laugh, a giggle here and there, Just Friends.
I might have to rewatch that and see if it bridges my gap.
And I did put a smiley face, so you can forgive me for writing it in the wrong spot.
Forgiven.
Thank you.
Moving on to the television shows.
Oh, boy. So cross one off first and then write two down.
Got it.
Right? Okay, yep. One in the fourth column and one in the 10 spot.
Not necessarily the fourth column, just whatever the next available column is.
Got you.
The game is so disorganized and... Oh.
Okay. So comedic TV shows, there's Rick and Morty, which I'm going to leave. Adoy doy. IASIP. What's that?
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I guess that makes sense. I'm stupid. Community, Animaniacs, Malcolm in the Middle, Parks and Rec, Arrested Development, Futurama, Inside, Amy Schumer. I am crossing off Malcolm in the Middle. Sorry, buddies. It's a good one, but it doesn't deserve to be on this list. And adding two. I'm going to write this one down just because it's my go-to fall asleep TV show for the past however many years. It's 30 Rock. And I'm going to write it next to its friend Parks and Rec. Is that okay? I'm going to get your approval before I fuck up. Right there?
Sure, why not? Over here? Next to the one that got crossed off.
Okay, got it.
Or wherever. Like, it doesn't even matter.
30 Rock. I'm going to do all caps because it deserves it. Arrested Development would have been my number one go-to, but it's already on there. The next comedic TV show.
New season of Arrested Development coming next year, I think, or later this year.
I love that they keep on putting them out. Normally, I hate it when it's originally gold.
Yeah.
But because, what's his name, Mitch Hurwitz? Is that the creator's name? Because he's still involved, it's like still quippy and good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they did a good job on season four.
Great. I'm going to add Key and Peele because it is my favorite. At Kroll Show is close second, but Key and Peele is my favorite sketch comedy show. And I feel like you need more than one on here. Where should I write that?
On the 10 spot, please.
Down here, right here?
Yep.
I did not write that well. Key and Peele. Starring Keegan-Michael Key and Jordan Peele. Not a whole lot of episodes, but it's comedy gold.
Did you see Get Out?
Oh, yes, I did. In the theater.
Oh.
Yes. Very nice. It was quite creepy. It was a very good movie. I loved it.
Yeah.
It was one of those, I typically, when I go to the movies, I go, like, to the matinees. And when you watch Get Out at 11:30 in the morning, it gives a weird perspective on the rest of your day.
I bet.
It was great, though. Guy's a genius. Whew. And the last one?
13 comedic performers. Well, you can ignore the number 13. I should probably cross that off. I don't know, like, math-wise, if it's going to end up being 12, 13, or 14. It's impossible to predict at this point.
Got you. Well, if you need tiebreakers, if you need me to even out the list, you can always give me a call. I'll tell you who to take off. But comedic performers. Oh, somebody crossed off Bo Burnham.
They hadn't heard or seen any of his work.
Well, so that's rude.
Yeah, I agree.
And someone crossed off Tig Notaro. Will Ferrell? How did Will Ferrell get crossed off?
You'll have to listen to earlier episodes of season four of the Grandcast to find out.
The thing is I'm remembering conversations around a lot of these names, but I'm getting frustrated not remembering who those conversations were with. Because now that I see the list, I wanna pick those bones, but yep. I don't know whose bone to pick. Anywho, we've got Seth Rogen, Eddie Murphy, Tina Fey, Jim Carrey, Lewis Black, Amy Poehler, Aziz Ansari, Eugene Merman, Dave Chappelle. Gotta put Maria Bamford on there. Oh, I've got to cross one off first, though, huh?
Yes.
Oh, that's a hard one. I'm going to have to cross off Lewis Black. I like him. But out of those, I enjoy him the least. And Maria, where should I put her?
To the right of Mr. Black, please.
Okay. Maria Bamford. My lady. Bamford, if I can spell your name right. Sorry, Maria, if you ever listen to this. I apologize.
Sorry, Maria.
She's probably going to listen to this. When her and I become fast friends and she does a Google search and she's like, oh, what's that? You know, it's going to be awkward, but I apologize in advance, my love. Yep. Next comedic performer. Who should I add to the list? This is so hard. I kind of want to pick someone that's died that nobody knows, but he was my favorite comedic performer. But I feel like he'll get crossed off and that'll make me sad. But Harris Whittles was my numero uno.
It's a probably. Good
add. I'm going to add someone off the beaten path as well that was friends with him, who's still alive and makes shit. I'm going to add Paul Rust.
Ah.
And if people don't know him, they should educate themselves. Paul Rust is great. He's on the show Love with Gillian Jacobs on Netflix. He's a brilliant improviser. Oh, I should put Thomas Middleditch, shouldn't I?
Ooh, I already wrote down Paul Rust.
Yeah, I'm going with Paul Rust. Where should I put that? In the 10 spot?
Yep. He's the star of Ant-Man and in
no,
I
that's
Love
Paul
You, Man with
Rudd.
Jason Segel. Oh, I always confuse those two.
I was putting Paul Rust. That's the thing. No one's going to know him either.
Can I do because he's on yeah. Comedy Bang Bang.
Yeah, Rock. New no, no.
I always confuse his voice with Thomas Middleditch.
Yeah, no, that's I can get that. But I'm going to put an obscure improviser on because why the hell not?
That was Listicle Generation. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
This next segment is called Please Read Me Song Lyrics.
Oh, boy.
So I have some song lyrics here for you. If you could please read them in the style of spoken word poetry or any other style if you would greatly prefer. But
yeah, I could get down with some spoken word. Got to get into my college angst for this. Give me a minute.
Understandable.
Young man, there's no need to feel down. I said, young man, pick yourself off the ground. I said, young man, because you're in a new town. There's no need to be unhappy. Young man, there's a place you can go. I said, young man, when you're short on your dough, you can stay here, and I'm sure you will find many ways to have a good time. They have everything for young men to enjoy. You can hang out with all the boys. You can get yourself clean. You can have a good meal. You can do whatever you feel. Young man, are you listening to me? I said, young man, what do you want to be? I said, young man, you can make real your dreams. But you got to know this one thing. No man does it all by himself. I said, young man, put pride, your pride, on the shelf. And just go there to the YMCA. I'm sure they can help you today. Young man, I was once in your shoes. I said I was down and out with the blues. I felt no man cared if I were alive. I felt the whole world was so jive. That's when someone came up to me and said, young man, take a walk up the street. There's a place there called the YMCA. They can start you back on your way. Young man, there's no need to feel down. Young man, get yourself off the ground. Young man, are you listening to me? Young man. What do you want to be? YMCA. Just go to the YMCA.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Anytime. I'm going to take that to Drunken Retort.
There's been a few songs.
Yeah?
Where I've thought, like, how long would it take for them to notice? And would they notice if you went there and recited like Nickelback right. lyrics?
They wouldn't.
Because they probably don't listen to it.
But you've got to, I love spoken word. Buddy Wakefield is a hero of mine.
Who's that?
A lot of people make fun of it. But Buddy Wakefield's the spoken word guy that I used to be obsessed with. I met him and it was like a tween meeting Bieber. I was about pissing myself. But there's something about a spoken word crowd that they want so badly to feel connection and energy with you, which is great because that's what it's based on. But the opportunity to really screw with that joy is just so tempting from a comedic point of view. You know what I mean?
It would be a horrible troll thing to do.
It like would, your karma would man, be. Man, would we laugh? We would giggle so hard, you and I. It would be
but
a
it
lot
would
of
hurt
fun.
Other people.
Right.
So.
Right. But
if they
fuck them. Okay, all right, fine. I deserve that.
The next segment is called Let's Play Deserted Duos.
Ooh.
So I would like for you to please give me pairs of things. And the situation is that you're stranded on a deserted island. There's no chance of escape, but you can bring a few things with you. So which two books would you bring?
Ooh, I would bring, oh, am I going to have to know full title? What? It's a survival guide. It's a...
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
No.
Oh.
I'm not going to think of the one that I want to that's actually going to be helpful in that situation. So instead, I'm going to bring Be Here Now by Ram Dass because I'm not going to survive that situation. So I'm going to get into my spirituality and, you know, oneness with the lack of existence. And what's another go-to? On the theme of comedy, we'll bring Yes, Please by Amy Poehler because I'm going to need to laugh. I'm all alone on a desert island. So.
Good choice. Two music albums.
Two music albums to bring with me. Oh, boy. I would probably bring, just out of length and variety of song, I would bring Hamilton. Because... Big fan. Hits multiple different genres. Who can get sick of it? Not I. So I'd bring Hamilton, and then I'd probably bring... Let's just say we're going to bring some Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen. You know, get me amped.
Two Grand Rapids comedians.
On a desert island? Okay. I'm not going to lean towards who I'd have fun hanging out with because now that I can bring two people, I'm going to bring two, like, useful people that can help, that can, like, ensure my survival. So I would probably bring... Well, now I'm talking about the useful skills of comedians, and I'm that's a whole other ball game. That might be hard.
Oh, boy.
I'm kidding. But a lot of us don't have, like, useful survival skills. Well, hell, I guess I would just bring Alistair Watt so he could dance for me. He's a great dancer.
He is.
And we'll have music and entertainment. And so that would be fun. And I feel like he could build things.
Yeah.
He could probably build things, right?
I think so.
Yeah, why not? And then, goodness, if I bring Al, I'm going to probably need to bring a lady. I don't want to be stuck on an island with two gents. So if I bring a lady, I've got to bring... Actually, I'm gonna say Kristen.
Hirsch?
Yeah, I'm gonna bring her on that desert island because I feel like I don't know what the reason is. She popped in my head, and her and I have a lot of fun improvising together. So Alistair Watt and Kristen Hirsch would be my companions on the desert island. Next question.
An infinite supply of any two beverages.
Ooh, boy. People are going to judge me and hate me for this, but I'd get that DC fountain train on lock. That Diet Coke right to the bloodstream. You know, it's got the caffeine. It doesn't overload you with sugar. I know our fair, gorgeous president drinks a lot of them, so it's probably cancerous and awful. But, hey, gotta love DC. And then probably water.
Hmm. You can have water.
Oh, I can have water.
Yeah, that's a...
So is it just two... Can the other one be alcoholic drink?
Whatever you want. Just assume that you already have an infinite supply of fresh water.
Okay, and then I would bring a Tito's vodka.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. So the vodka to get drunk with, and then the DC to cure my hangover. I feel like I nailed that question.
Nailed it.
I'm just saying.
An infinite supply of any two food items.
Ooh, boy. You know, I've been baking a lot lately and gotten real into the macaroon phase.
Mm.
They're very sweet. But I feel like you can have, like, savory macaroons, too. So I'm going to just say macaroons, knowing that they can be, like, any type of macaroon, right? Or is it one sure. type of... Okay, well, then we'll go with variety and say a macaroon. And then, boy, I'd probably get some curry pad thai with chicken mild from Bangkok Taste.
Where's that?
That is right next to Dog Story Theater. On Jefferson. Oh,
I didn't know the
name. It's my favorite Thai place. I haven't gotten to, like, exchange numbers with the owner's level yet, but I'm working on it.
Two board or card games.
Well, there's only three of us, so Euchre would be useless, huh?
I think there's a three-player. There's at least a two-player version.
Yeah.
But you could go with just a deck of cards.
I would go with a deck of cards because, you know, versatility.
Including you.
Why not?
You need two decks for Euchre?
No, one deck. You just have to sort the deck. Anything okay. Eight and under besides fives. So deck of cards for sure. And, you know, I love Monopoly. I could pick one of the trendier fun games, but it's an old go-to. You know, you can play it for hours. It's captivating.
Would you do a themed Monopoly or a classic?
Well, you want to hear something funny? There's actually a Middledonia Monopoly of Caledonia and Middleville.
Oh.
Yeah, our dairy farm's a spot on it. It's not worth a whole lot, but hey. No, I'd get the OG version of the Monopoly. Horses. He rang his own bell. I just want the audience to know that.
I did.
So, yeah, Monopoly, cards.
Two movies, and they just play.
That play, okay.
You don't have to worry about.
I would bring Grease and... Oh, goodness. Sorry, I'm coming up with it. The Man from Snowy River.
Those What's that about?
It's an Australian movie. It's very strange. I loved it a lot growing up. It's about this horse rancher.
Mm.
Yeah. It's just an epic soundtrack. So I picture like me being in a deserted island with that soundtrack in the background. It'd be an epic adventure.
Mm.
So we'll go with that.
Yeah, the soundtrack is like a whole bonus.
Oh, yeah. Dun, 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 dun. I can sing the whole thing, but I won't. But it's like that.
Two television shows.
Oh, boy. Well, I'd bring Arrested Development. For show. And University Challenge. As long as I could stay up to date, because they do get new seasons.
What's that about?
It is a show that Bobby just introduced me to that he watched when he was living in Ireland that is... all these really pretentious four-person, like, debate teams. Not debate teams, but, like, quiz show teams from various colleges and universities in the UK. It's like a trivia show.
Okay.
But it's college teams, and it's super fun. And I love trivia. So that's what I would bring.
Two musical instruments.
Gotta hit that trumpet because I'm a trumpet player and I love it. And then probably, who did I bring with me? Al and Kristen, I don't think they play guitar. So we'll do trumpet and piano.
Piano. Yeah. All right. Two video games. And they just work fully functional.
PUBG and Civilization.
Which probably. Civ?
Civ 6. Well, they have an expansion pack coming out, so we'll see. Answer subject to change. But I just played it for the hour and a half. Let's be real, about 3 hours before coming here. And I think it's a new addiction.
There is a, I think it's Gamers Anonymous, if it comes to that. Two phone apps, and they just work fully functional.
Well, my text app would be dope, so I can still talk to my friends and family. Is that a thing?
It is, but only the features very specific to that app work.
Oh, okay.
So, like, the well, camera then, is a separate.
Gotcha. So you could I do able... Safari?
Absolutely.
Safari app, for sure. Gotta be connected. Gotta keep up on the social meds when I'm on that deserted island. And then I would probably, my podcast app, I'd need it. It's necessary. It's a life force.
It's a lot of entertainment for free.
For free.
And finally, seeds for two types of plants.
Well, I would probably want, I'd want watermelon seeds because I feel like watermelons are very refreshing and hydrating. So I'd want to plant that. And then you could go a little naughty with the other type of seed, but I won't. How about watermelon and broccoli? I love broccoli. Those are going to be my two seeds that I bring.
All right. That was Deserted Duos. This next segment is called...
Did I win?
Sure.
Thanks.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. That's what PUBG says, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I personally haven't ever won PUBG, but like, who has? It's hard.
Yeah, you have to...
Big guys, big guns.
99 other people.
It's a lot.
Yeah. This next segment is called Let's Play Improv Scene Suggestions.
Ooh.
So I go to all kinds of improv shows, and they're always asking for suggestions. I don't always have good ones, so I'd like for you to please give me your suggestions.
Suggestions for your suggestions to give us suggestions during improv shows?
Exactly.
Got you.
So if you could please give me a location.
A location. I would say a dumpster behind a dilapidated Chinese restaurant.
A location that would fit on the stage at Dog Story Theater.
The women's restroom of Steelcase Corporate.
An occupation.
Philanderer. He gets paid for it.
Oh. Interesting. A word, any word.
Carbon.
The last thing that you bought on Amazon.com, the internet's superstore.
KitchenAid.
The last thing you bought on eBay.com, the internet's dollar store and nostalgia emporium.
Old Pokemon cards.
A television show.
I Love Lucy.
An emotion.
Despair.
An emoji.
The lady scientist, because we can do it too, girls.
A meme.
Oh, you know that one that's like, The guy smiling with the eyes wide open and concerned. No, not that one. Or I guess the Ermigerd meme. Am I doing an established meme? The Ermigerd meme.
That's a good
it's
one.
It's so useful, you know?
Yeah. Ermigerd, Perkermern.
Ermigerd, Perkermern. Ermigerd. So good.
A magazine.
People, because I want to be in touch.
A musical instrument.
French horn.
Two things that would fit in your pocket.
Travel size toothpaste and a harmonica.
Three objects that might be in the same room.
An ivy plant, a clock, and an old-timey record player.
Mm. Something that you might get into an argument over.
Ugh, going to your parents' house.
Yeah. Something that you are always excited to see.
Amy Poehler.
The title of a movie that has not been made.
Sarah Winger. I mean, how did she do it? That's the tagline.
I can't help but laugh at a joke about...
Gremlins!
I've always been lucky, but I never thought I'd be able to...
Win the World Series!
That was improv scene suggestions.
Am I still winning?
You are still winning.
Oh my gosh.
You're doing so well.
Thanks.
This next segment is called Please Read Me a Children's Bedtime Story.
All right. Get my mom voice on.
I was recently exposed to this story because my sister recently had her first child. And I recently became an uncle.
Congrats. I'm going to be an aunt for the first time in about a month.
Oh, congratulations.
We can have another podcast about that.
Is there a term for aunts and uncles? Like collectively?
We could be like, it could be the Siblings Have Kids podcast.
All right. Well, that sounds like two siblings have kids. Like,
you can take it however you want, but, you know. Well, this seems like a very sentimental, I'm not going to read the title, but
thank you.
Do you want me to just dive right into it?
Yes, please.
The cats nestle close to their kittens. The lambs have laid down with the sheep. You are cozy and warm in your bed, my dear. Please go to the fuck to sleep. The windows are dark in the town, child. The whales huddle down in the deep. I'll read you one very last book if you swear you'll go the fuck to sleep. The eagles who soar through the sky are at rest, and the creatures who crawl, run, and creep. I know you're not thirsty. That's bullshit. Stop lying. Lie the fuck down, my darling, and sleep. The wind whispers soft through the grass, hun. The field mice, they make not a peep. It's been 38 minutes already. Jesus Christ, what the fuck? Go to sleep. All the kids from daycare are in dreamland. The froggy has made his last leap. Hell no, you can't go to the bathroom. You know where you can go the fuck to sleep. The owls fly forth from the treetops. Through the air they soar and they sweep. The hot crimson rage fills my heart, love. For real, shut the fuck up and sleep. Sorry. The cubs and the lions are snoring. Wrapped in a big snuggly heap. How come you can do all this other great shit, but you can't lay the fuck down and sleep? The seeds slumber beneath the earth now, and the crops that the farmers will reap. No more questions. This interview's over. I've got two words for you, kid. Fucking sleep.
There was a second page. I forgot to hand it to you. Sorry.
Oh, okay. The tiger reclines in the Siberian jungle. The sparrow has silenced her sheep. Fuck your stuffed bear. I'm not getting you shit. Close your eyes, cut the crap, sleep. Flowers doze low in the meadows and high on the mountains so steep, my life is a failure. I'm a shitty ass parent. Stop fucking with me, please sleep. The giant pangolins of Madagascar are snoozing as I lay here openly and weep. Sure, fine, whatever, I'll bring you some milk. Who the fuck cares? You're not gonna sleep. This room is all I can remember. The furniture, crappy and cheap. You win. You escape. You run down the hall as I nod the fuck off to sleep. Bleary and dazed I awaken to find your eyes shut. So I keep my fingers crossed tight as I tiptoe away and pray that you're fucking asleep. We're finally watching our movie. Popcorn's in the microwave. Beep. Oh, shit. God damn it. You've got to be kidding me. Go the fuck back to sleep.
Thank you.
I feel like I don't have to be a parent now because I just experienced it, and that sounds awful. But I love that children's story. But the idea of having to, like, not getting to enjoy yourself until you, like, put a kid down to sleep, that just sounds like too much work for me.
That's only for, like, 15 years or something.
Too long.
This next segment is called Let's Play Talk and Draw Art. So there is a notepad over there up on the table with a box of colored pencils on it.
Ooh, yes.
So every guest has contributed to the book, either starting a new drawing, adding to existing drawings, or both. So you can do the same, please. So,
ooh, there's a beautiful elephant drawing.
Yeah.
I don't want to add to that. That looks nice. And someone, oop, I just hit the microphone. Sorry.
Sorry, Josh. Sorry, Matt.
Shooting the Loch Ness Monster and accidentally hitting a UFO. A person's face. What does it say?
I don't know.
The goofiest superhero ever. Am I supposed to acknowledge what's in here?
That's fine.
Okay. I'm gonna pick a gold colored pencil and I just draw whatever.
Whatever you want to draw, wherever you want to draw it.
Okay.
And while you're doing that, we're just going to talk about... There's nothing further back. Oh.
I was going to skip ahead.
That's fine.
I want them to hunt for my artwork, okay? You do not get this stuff for free. You must work.
And while you're drawing, we're going to be talking about art.
Ooh, fun. Okay.
And it can be anything about art, including... Garfunkel.
In Oats?
Yeah. That was a good series.
It was a great series. I think they still, like, perform, but, like, not, you know, like they once did. They don't have the series anymore, but they still do gigs and stuff. Those couple of female comedians.
Did you see, I think it was Garfunkel on the Netflix series, I think it's called Easy?
Oh, I haven't watched Easy yet, but I heard it was good. Garfunkel is Kate Micucci, right? The brunette?
Yeah, I think so.
She's like mousy, short, cute little brunette.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's great. But I haven't seen Easy.
The second season came out in the past couple months.
Ooh.
And the premise of the show is each episode is kind of separate, but they all take place in, I think it's Chicago. And then the second season is like the next episode for each, it's like separate series, but some of them are kind of interlinked, and it's an interesting concept. Like,
yeah.
I don't know anything else that's done that style of a show before.
There's been a lot of like groundbreaking shows, like, I just can't keep up. Do you ever feel anxiety about how much you need to consume and you can't? You know, There's no. just too much good content out there. No?
I
just
have a lot of free okay. time.
Yeah. I mean, I keep up with the podcast, but TV shows I feel like are harder for me to do because I can't, you know, multitask.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
Yeah. It's not good to divide your attention like that, I feel. Like,
right.
You don't get the whole experience out of it.
The quality's not there, you know? Right. If you don't.
You're half-assing two things instead of whole-assing one thing.
One thing, precisely.
Yeah, I'm a whole-ass guy.
You're a whole-ass guy. Yeah. See, I'm more of a tip man myself.
Oh.
Yeah, no. I'm a whole-ass guy, too. Sorry, you just set me up for that. You set me up, and I do not...
No, that's fine.
...claim any...
We'll do it.
Oh, you want to... Oh, thank you. Yeah. I would love to. I want to get to a point of success in whatever way, shape, or form I can in this life where I have a small big band that follows me around that can give me, you know, drum kicks every once in a while. That'd a little cymbal kick.
Yeah.
I mean, aspirations, you know.
Hashtag life goals.
I guess that would be totes a probe. Hashtag life goals. Can I tell you what I'm drawing right now?
Sure.
I'm drawing an astronaut, and he's on a planet.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The maroon planet?
I guess, you know. I'm feeling myself with these colors. It's going to be whatever kind of planet you, the consumer, feel like it is, you know? But he or she... We can do it too, ladies. It's just here enjoying the majesty of this planet. Any hoodle.
Staring out at the wonder of it all.
Exactly.
I think that's a lyric from a song, but I can't remember what song.
It's probably the lyric from most songs.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you hit that, like, 90s corny, like... I wanna live with you on the night. You know that song? I feel like that type of genre.
Stare out at the wonder of it all.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that would fit that genre.
I think Oasis had a whole song about staring at wonder of it all. They didn't enunciate very clearly, though, so it was more of a wonder all.
Yeah, I mean, for the longest time, up until about 5 seconds ago, I thought it was Wonderwall.
Common misconception.
Cool, cool, cool. I'm glad it's not just me.
Yep.
I've got pretty vulnerable admitting that, but I don't know if you saw the light bulb on top of my head that just turned on.
Is that what that was?
It was. It was fairly bright.
I thought my retina tore.
Yeah, no. Sorry about that. Just me, and that's me realizing that I believed a lie for the last 15 years of my life. It's cool.
I read about it.
Not a Wonderwall.
Like a BuzzFeed listicle.
Ooh, like I love them listicles.
Most
something that us millennials can actually read.
Yeah, they're so relatable.
Right. Brilliant. Those guys at BuzzFeed really tapped into a market there.
Yeah. I guess that's kind of a form of art, the listicle.
I guess. I mean, what is art? What is comedy? Shit's so subjective.
Right? Is any creative expression valid? Are any of them invalid? Is it possible to have an invalid artistic expression?
I guess the only argument I would make for invalid artistic expression is if it tampers anybody else's joy, right? So if it makes anyone else feel like... But that sucks too because so many people are so touchy. I don't know. That's hard. That's a hard place that we're at as a society right now is like what can we or can't we joke about, and is there something should we allow taboo into comedy and art, you know?
The board game where that buzzer is from? Yes, the board game.
Exactly. Tying it all in.
Yeah.
It looks like this astronaut's masturbating, and that's my bad. I did not mean for that. Maybe he's doing like a Michael Jackson move, but I'm not great at drawing hands, so I put one hand in front of him, and he's facing forward.
It might be Louis C.K. I don't know.
It is Louis C.K. We banished him to Mars, and he's just doing what he's always done, apparently. Ruining my dreams.
I don't know.
Yeah. There's my picture. Do you want me to draw more?
It's entirely up to you.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to keep on drawing as we're talking then.
All right.
You know?
Are you able to separate the artist from the art?
Absolutely. To a certain extent. If they've done something so egregious that I'm watching them and I can't get it out of my mind, then that's another story. But if we're talking about general personalities and their art form, I can absolutely separate them. You know, I feel like I had some opinions about how great James Franco was, but then, you know, there's allegations on him now too.
What?
Yeah, he won the Golden Globe for Best Actor for Tommy Wiseau in Disaster Artist, which I loved. And then a few ladies took to Twitter, and who, you know, it's a hard time to enjoy things without having to consider other social ramifications, you know?
What did he allegedly do?
Allegedly, I don't think the actual R word was used, that rape word, but he tried to apparently have sex with a 17-year-old, which is super nappy, and then something like forcing himself on a lady. It was just, who knows? Apparently he was on Colbert and he gave his side of the story, which I have not watched yet, but I'm going to, because I'm curious how one would respond to such allegations, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's so easy to make allegations. And
in
situations like that, like, there's no residual evidence, generally speaking.
Right.
So, that's a really hard social issue to deal with.
It is. It's hard to deal with. It's been a long time coming that people haven't felt like they could use their voice and come forward. We're in a growth phase right now. I feel like there's going to be some changes coming that are positive for the females, at least, with what's happened in the past year.
Definitely.
But who knows what I know? I'm just a dumb dairy farmer just doodling on a sketch pad, you know? Ain't trying to be controversial or nothing.
I'm going to give you a couple names. Mm-hmm. And can you separate their art from their crimes? Louis C.K.?
Yes.
Bill Cosby?
No.
Chris Brown?
No.
R. Kelly?
Yeah. I can't help it. It's just Ignition. I will always love, you know.
Have you seen Trapped in the Closet?
No.
What? Oh, my goodness.
Would I change my answer if I had?
No, because you said you can separate them, right?
Yeah.
It's... there's no way to describe it. It's insane, but brilliant.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out, too. I'm going to leave tonight with so many... so much more content to download and listen to and watch.
Yeah, Trapped in the Closet it's an experience. Like, I think it's 33 chapters, and it's him like singing this whole narrative, this whole story arc, and it's just he's so creative and intelligent, but also such a fucking weirdo,
right?
It's bizarre, like truly bizarre. It's one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
I'm gonna have to check it out.
I love that shit. I think most of it's on YouTube and Vimeo,
so it's free. That's my favorite kind.
I think it's on Amazon if they had the other ones removed.
Gotcha. I need to get an Amazon Prime account. It's about time. There is a lot of content out there that I need to be taking in.
Yeah, they're really getting into the original content game now. There's a recent stand-up comedy show, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Ooh.
That was very good. Very interesting. With the... I think it was one of the Gilmore Girls.
Oh, interesting.
And then Tony Shalhoub was her father.
Love Tony Shalhoub.
Portray Lenny Bruce, which is interesting. I didn't know very much about him.
I love Lenny Bruce.
Yeah. It inspired me to purchase the DVD Lenny.
I have not seen that.
Me either. I'll let you know how it is.
Yeah, let me know, and then I will borrow it from you so I don't have to buy it as well.
For sure. One of my initiatives in 2018 is launching the ComCom Library.
Ooh.
The Community Comedy Library. So I've been...
That would be awesome.
Based on the interviews I've done in the podcast and research and my past collection, I have amassed something like 100 comedy movies on DVD and or Blu-ray. That'll be available for people to borrow at no cost to expand their comedy horizons.
That is awesome.
So I'll be publishing.
I commend your efforts, and I'm looking forward to taking advantage of it.
Yeah. And I also have some TV series and some books. So every Monday, pretty much, I'm at Dog Story Theater for Calm. So you just have to let me know in advance what you want to borrow and then show up to pick it up.
Or return it. And then never return it and steal it. Ha ha ha.
That is an option.
No, I'm kidding. I don't encourage that. I would.
Me either.
Totes give it back to you, I promise.
I don't know what would happen if that did occur. Probably some sort of public shaming or...
Oh, absolutely.
Probably call people's parents and be like, eh.
You know, I mean, I would go straight to the calling of the parents because the mother's guilt.
Yeah.
You know, you can't beat it.
Does that say help?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm done with my artwork.
Did you watch the movie The Martian?
Or I did. I did watch the movie The Martian, and I didn't think about how this is The Martian until you just mentioned it. I just started by drawing a moon, and then I drew mountains, and I was like, we got to have an astronaut. So there's an astronaut trying to, it looks like, hitchhike with his thumb up on a planet, and he spelled out help in the rocks, and it looks like there's a wormhole forming that I'm assuming he's going to want to jump into to get to, you know, the next plane.
I like it.
Oh, thanks.
I buried it deep. Did you read the book, The Martian?
I did not, but everyone tells me that I should read the book, The Martian, because my favorite parts of the movie, The Martian, were the grueling science-y parts.
Yeah.
And I was told that is a majority of the book.
Yeah.
So.
And the author, Andy Weir, just had his second novel come out.
I heard that he was writing one.
Yeah.
Have you read it or purchased it yet?
I received it for Christmas, but I'm still working through another old sci-fi book before moving on to that one.
It's hard when you're juggling books. I'm juggling The Art of War right now by Sun Tzu.
Ooh.
Yes, and this giant history of the U.S. presidents. It's fun kind of reading it in conjunction because you read about the foibles of the U.S. presidents and how, like, shit, they knew the answers to this 2,000 years ago and none of y'all's read the damn book. So, I mean, that's a fun little experiment.
They were too busy reading The Prince by Machiavelli.
Exactly. Mm. Heyo. Whoopsies.
Yeah.
Machiavellian bullshit.
Oh, well. They'll figure it out eventually. Maybe.
Who knows? Everything's cyclical.
Turn.
Mm-hmm.
This next segment is called Let's Play Guess My Number. So I'm thinking of a number that is greater than or equal to 1 and less than or equal to 1 million. And it is a whole number, no fractions, no decimals. It's a positive integer, I think. I don't know.
Positive integer. Okay. Well,
yep.
I am positive then. It's 874,192.
874,192.
Correct.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Oh, man.
You did get three numbers correct.
Ooh.
But they're in the wrong decimal places.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was incorrect. One of them is in the correct decimal place.
What? Do I get bonus points or something?
You do. You are the current high score in the game.
Yes. Killing it.
This next segment is called Let's Play Words of Wisdom.
Ooh.
So I have here the first parts of common phrases, and I would like for you to please complete them in a non-traditional manner.
Okay.
Keep calm and...
Please don't pull the fire alarm again, Carol.
That's right, Carol.
She just wants attention.
Typical Carol.
Yeah.
All dogs go to...
the vet. They get the balls chopped off. We don't need them procreating. Don't look at me like that, Chris. We can't take care of puppies like this. You know that.
If society chose to allocate its resources towards that, they could.
They could.
Flattery will get you...
laid.
Every dog has its...
ears and tails and stuff, but... so do cats.
You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you just might find...
you get a whole lot more than you bargained for, you know?
That didn't sound very positive.
It wasn't.
If you can't take the heat...
then please, sir, don't do the hot yoga again.
Good advice.
Yeah.
The bigger they are,
the harder they are to wrangle.
Life is like a box of
Saran wrap. It's just ability to seal and suffocate, you know?
Wow. Oh boy. Let sleeping dogs
just dream their dreams.
Aw. The only thing we have to fear is
probably murderers.
That's what those podcasts would have you think.
I'm saying I double lock my doors and I am armed. Nunchucks, to clarify.
Good choice.
Thanks.
Wubba Lubba.
You got a lot of blubber.
A bird in the hand is worth...
absolutely nothing. That's gross. I don't like birds.
Oh.
I don't like birds.
That's fair. Knick-knack paddywhack. Give a dog...
a little bit of crack.
That'd be...
it rhymes.
I don't know. Oh, yes.
And his name is Dog, but it's a human male.
The Bounty Hunter?
Yeah.
Ah, I'd watch that show.
Me too.
If life hands you lemons...
you say, life, what are you giving me lemons for? I wanted money.
Forgive and...
forbid them to come over again.
Yeah.
You know?
The journey of 1,000 miles.
Does not sound like a fun journey.
Genius is 1% inspiration and 99%.
Precipitation.
Knowledge speaks, but wisdom
speaks louder.
That was Words of Wisdom. Thank you.
Oh, thanks. Anytime. If you want me to, write any of those out, calligraphy style, and frame them for your apartment, I could.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a verbal just contract.
Saying. All right. Add that to the to-do list.
This next segment is called Elevator Pitch.
Oh, boy.
So if you could please pitch me for 30 seconds or so on an idea. Could be a movie pitch, it could be a stand-up bit, an invention, a political doctrine, whatever you want to try to sell me. You've got until I get off the elevator, to make it happen.
All right. When do I go?
3, 2, 1, go.
All right. If you wouldn't mind, I'm just going to take a minute of your time. I've got a great product here, and I feel like you should be on the ground floor and invest in it. I'm saying it's a shrinkerizer. That's right. You can put any item into this bin, and it shrinks it down to nothing. You can carry all of your items, all of your loved ones. You could capture them, put them in your pocket, make sure they never leave you. You have the power. You are like God. Please give me money. I need this.
That's a great pitch. I'm in.
How was it? It was good?
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm sold.
I was always told that an air of desperation really seals the deal.
Although now I'm having second thoughts. Does it also embiggen things?
No, but you did not ask that, and you already said that it was sold.
Damn it. So. That was a verbal contract.
It was a verbal contract, oh, and we done.
That's what I get for making rash decisions. This next segment is called Improvise and Add Four .LNGR. So if you could please improvise a short radio style audio ad for Late Night Grand Rapids.
Hey folks, this is Buzzkill in the Morning. That's right, you're listening to 101.18. I'm here to bring to you the comedy stylings, a little bit of a commercial break of Late Night Grand Rapids. That's right, there's a sketch comedy group right here in Grand Rapids, Michigan that brings you live sketches that they wrote, they perform, and bring you smiles. That's right, there's normally booze for sale during the show, so if you don't get a laugh, you at least get a buzz. Ding, 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 ding. That's right. This is Buzzkill in the Morning. Go see Late Night Grand Rapids, the premier sketch comedy group in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Wow, wow, wow.
Thank you.
I'm working on my air horn.
That was a good one.
Thanks.
Do you do a vuvuzela?
No. What's that?
That was the horn thing they had during the World Cup a few
years
ago.
Oh, yeah. Annoying little things, huh?
To some people.
Right. Subjective, I suppose.
This next segment is called Affirmation. So, Sarah, I really enjoy your character work. You bring so much personality into your characters and make them real.
Aww.
Thank you for being a part of the Grand Rapids community.
Oh my gosh. Chris, that's so nice. You guys aren't here right now, but he's on his knees just like giving me so much praise right now. You can get up now, bud. You can get up. That's fine. Stop groveling. He's groveling. Thank you. That is very sweet.
You're welcome. This next segment is called Member. It's a nostalgia segment. So what is something that you remember fondly from your childhood?
Probably making tree forts with my family. Like my cousins and brother, we'd just make a lot of tree forts.
Like lean-tos or up in the branches?
You know, we got pretty stylistic with it towards the end, but it started as lean-tos, and then it got up there, you know? We made that shit a palace.
Nice.
Yeah.
This next segment is called Looking Forward. What is something that you are most looking forward to in the future?
Traveling.
You have specific destinations in mind?
Maybe, but not yet air-waveable onto a podcast stream. But yes, looking forward to the Western U.S. and heading back to Europe.
Mars?
Who knows? You know, if I'm not having brunch on the moon with Elon Musk in 10 years, what am I doing with my life? Am I right, Chris?
You are right.
So that's the goal.
This next segment is called Plug Social Media and Upcoming Events. So if you have any social media accounts or upcoming events that you'd like to mention, yours or otherwise, because for a long time I said your social media and your upcoming events, but that was unnecessarily restrictive.
Right.
And it took me a long time to realize I was doing things incorrectly, and I apologize to everyone for that.
You know, we forgive you. I forgive you for sure.
Thank you, Sarah.
Oh, no problem. I just want you to know that you have an ally in this. I am vamping a little bit because I'm pulling up dates.
Did you see they're making what's the Where We Lurk in the Shadows or something? They're making a second one.
No, that is a great movie.
Very funny.
Very funny movie.
What's the title? Something Lurk in the Shadows. In the Shadows. I can't remember.
Something Dark Shadows. It's with Jermaine
Clements. Yeah, from New Zealand. Look up New Zealand vampire movie.
Yes, it is so good.
It's on Amazon Prime. I don't know if it's still on Netflix.
So, so good. Well, as always, please follow Late Night Grand Rapids on Snapchat, on Insta, on Facebook.
There's a Snapchat?
Yeah, we don't snap a lot. So KJ was our social media man, and RIP, he's now just focusing on his phenomenal band, KJ and the Good Time Family Band, which is actually really good, but I resent that because I miss doing comedy with you, Bud. But
follow them on social media and look for their new album dropping in March.
Yes.
You know what's the Late Night GR Snap?
Late Night GR Snap. You know, I feel awful. I'm going to have to follow us on Facebook and I will post the Snapchat name. But we for sure, we post the most on Facebook with all of our upcoming events, be it Snapchat or our bigger shows at Dog Story Theater, usually on a Friday or Saturday night. Cash Bar, super fun. Always a band, usually a stand-up or a great host from Grand Rapids that helps us out and gets involved in the sketches as well. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. We have a sitcom event coming up. And we have another show in March. And I'm scrolling through our Facebook and I don't remember the actual dates. But I tell you what, kids, you follow Late Night Grand Rapids and we will keep you posted.
Facebook.com/Late Night Grand Rapids?
Yes. Or Late Night GR will get you there as well.
All right. The final segment of the show is called Just the Tip. So if you could please offer one tip to other aspiring comedians.
Just do it. If you ever think about doing it and it's something that you really enjoy, there's so many opportunities, especially in Grand Rapids right now, to just get up there and try. And I had a lot of anxiety going into it, but no harm, no foul. You go, it's super supportive, get up on stage, and if you love it, you'll have plenty of opportunities to continue to do it. So that's my Just the Tip tip.
Thank you. And hopefully we'll see you doing stand-up sometime soon.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Just do it.
Okay, I will.
Thank you so much for being here tonight,
Thanks
Sarah.
Thanks for having me, Chris. This was a lot of fun.
And for me as well. And I'm very much looking forward to season 5 of the Grand Cast with you and Bobby.
Yes. It's going to be a good one, kids.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back again next week, this time for real, with an all-new episode of The Grand Cast.
You are so engrossed, your apocalypse horse, that you would never change course, even if it was your life on the line. So forget the score, cause it's all happened before. Winter always sees more and yes, the lies are beautiful, I see them, but I don't. Come on. absorbed in